You're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to be talking RCRC. What the hell is that? Is it roses, chocolates, rich centres? No, it's not. We are going to find out just what RCRC does stand for in a moment. But before that, a big shout out to a few people. Maggie Somerville was our special guest last week. She was sharing with us the poetry of John Shaw Neilson, and she's all the way over in Ireland after our show took off over there. Her daughter is competing in the Commonwealth Games. She's the number one badminton, women's badminton person in Australia. Maggie, I know you were listening over there all the way in Ireland. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So big shout out to you. And, well, Cora, wonderful to have you back in the studio after we haven't been in the studio together for a little while, so wonderful to have you here. And this morning's program is going to be podcast, and that's going to be important for some of you because you'll want to share it with some of your community groups, friends and others who may miss the show this morning but won't miss the content because they've had to listen to the podcast. So there you go. So RCRC, just what is it? Well, we're going to find out because we've got on Zoom this morning, we have some special members of the RCRC, and I'd ask you just yet, don't give it away exactly what it is, but it's got something to do with recovery. There you go. That's one of the R words. Kath Holton, I can see you on the screen there. Well, recovery. Tell us about something that you recovered from way back, perhaps as a child or sometime in the distant past. What comes to your mind?
Well, the first thing that I think of is Black Saturday. I'm just drawn back to that memory like a magnet. It's, even though it's, what, nearly 14 years ago, we get with friends and we still just get on a roll and we just talk it all out again and repeat the stories, and everybody wants to ask questions. And so, yeah, that's always comes back to me as something that we got through.
Yes.
Well,
it was a real stake in the ground, wasn't it, Kath, for the community, and a very tough time, and still is for many people. We're going to come back to you, Kath, in a moment. My recovery story is way back in childhood. I got, don't laugh too loud, listeners, but I got brucellosis from cattle. And no, I wasn't named after that. I already had my Bruce name before that. But yeah, that was a bit nasty. And of course, we've got the foot and mouth threat at the moment and the bee threat. Yeah, a couple of really serious agricultural threats for Australia happening right now. But let's, Michelle Zwagerman. Michelle, recovery for you. What's something comes to your mind?
The first thing that sprang to my mind when you asked that question was when we migrated as a child, when I migrated as a child. So I went from being, you know, a pretty good student at a primary school in Holland, and then suddenly I was in a primary school here in Monbulk, actually. And I went from like being a pretty good school kid to being the dumbest kid in that class. Huge shock for me, and something that's been a real driver to prove that I'm not, you know, I can do things.
Was that part of that learning English as well, or you already spoke English before that?
No, that was the issue. I didn't speak English, so none of the other kids could understand me. And I still strive to make people understand, you know, who I am.
well done. And Shona Rimmer. Shona, the word recovery for you, did you recover from some major disaster or some childhood illness or something or other way back when?
I didn't have a lot of childhood illness or anything. So when I was thinking about that question, the thing that came to me most was that we lost a business, and it had been a really precious time in my life. We had a milk bar in Badger Creek where Nunganala now stands, opposite the sanctuary.
Okay.
And that was a huge loss because it really defined for me what community was, owning a milk bar. We got to know everyone very quickly. And so it was, yeah, it was a defining point in my life having that shop. And as a kid, obviously my parents ran it. I didn't.
Yeah.
It was great fun, and I was very sad when we stopped doing that.
Yes, wow. I hadn't realised that you had that milk bar history, Shona Rimmer. So, wow, we've got three, and Shona's given us a clue on what the one of the C's might be in our RCRC, which is community, of course. And so we're talking community recovery. We're going to tell you all about it in a moment. And you're with Bruce Argyle, and we're talking community recovery this morning. We have four members of the Valley Community Recovery Committee, the CRC, with us via Zoom this morning. That's Shona, Alison, Kath and Michelle. Alison's just slipped off for a minute, but she's going to be back in a tick, who are going to tell us all about the importance of the Recovery Committee and the opportunity that it presents for community groups, community organisations to, well, to access grant funding, to access support in terms of recovery. And that's post-recovery from COVID, from the storms last year, and from, well, anything that's been tough here in the Valley in recent times. It's one of four community recovery committees. We're just going to talk about the Valley one today, but there are three others as well. And for those of you who read the local paper, there's a terrific article there on page 5 headed Grants for Recovery Open. And it talks about the community recovery committees being set up across the Yarra Ranges and beginning to support post-storm and post-COVID. And there's a wonderful article there. I would commend that to you. But let's just start by talking about, well, the establishment. Kath, we might go to you to start. These are a partnership between Yarra Ranges Council, Bendigo Bank, their Community Enterprise Foundation, and, well, the community, really, represented by people on this committee. And how did it start, and how come the four of you are sitting here as representatives on the committee? How did that all happen? Would you like to tell us?
It all started with an expression of interest. It's just something I heard about, that council was putting out grants and wanted to do some recovery post-pandemic. And storms, that was a big part of it. So there were guidelines put out for you to apply to go on the committee, and it had to, you had to show your commitment and passion for community. And it was also went in your favour if you were connected with lots of other groups. So having a network where you could get the word out, let people know what was going on. So we all wrote a little expression of interest. And I guess council shuffled the deck and played the cards and there was quite a few of us. Oh, I think there was,
About a dozen, I think, isn't it, Kath?
About a dozen, yes. Joined up to
And Kath, I should just interrupt you and just say for listeners that the Valley Recovery Committee covers what geographic area, Kath?
Oh, we're covering Badger Creek, Chum Creek, Steeles Creek, Yarra Glen, Gruya, Healesville, Dixon's Creek and Yering.
Yes, so quite a big area.
All through the valley, so to speak, you know, because the other groups cover urban, around Lilydale, the Upper Yarra, around the Warburton side of things, and then there's the hills up in the Dandenongs, and their focus is very much going to be more on the immediacy of recovering from the storms, which were a year ago already.
And Kath, if I can roll you forward, they were set up late last year, just pre-Christmas, and your committee, this committee, has together with the other three, have been working towards identifying terms of reference and the way that grants are going to be given and so on?
Correct, yes. We really wanted to get all our ducks in a row before we were able to say to people, look, there's money here, come and apply for it. We had to figure out how we were going to let people know about it, how much the grants would be. Even though there's a pool of money, we were deciding how that would be distributed, if you like, or broken up, and just trying to figure out what our role was and what the difficulties might be and how we might get it. Because one of our biggest things is we're still in COVID.
Yes.
You know, so hence the Zoom meeting today.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So we're talking about recovery. We're talking about rebuilding and rebounding.
No, that's terrific. And it's really, I mean, council was the initial driver in terms of setting these recovery committees up, but in partnership with the Community Enterprise Foundation, and obviously wanting to make sure that the grants that have now been advertised, and we'll hear more about that in a moment, and close on the 1st of September for the Valley Group, that they are most effective somehow in supporting community groups and organisations. But Michelle, how's the journey been for you along the way? I mean, we're sort of 6 months since the committee was established, and it hasn't been easy, has it? I mean, because you've had to weigh up, you know, priorities and who's doing what and all of that. How's that been for you?
Correct. It's been an interesting journey, shall we say. One of the first things we actually had to figure out was who we each are and what our strengths are and how can we work best together as a group to achieve the outcome. Mm. And that actually took a little bit. We were all raring to go. We all were very adamant that we meet even before Christmas. We didn't want to wait till after Christmas. So we met before Christmas. We met straight after Christmas. We met again after that. We had a number of workshops. And core to those first few meetings was just getting to know each other and getting to know the various strengths and weaknesses of the group. And that was really rewarding. Made some good friends.
Fantastic. And of course, we won't go through all of the groups, but many groups are represented by people on this committee, but there are also many other community groups that can benefit from these grants. Shona, what in terms of the setup stage, is it what you expected? It's been a lot more work, I think, than what most people expected, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think this first stage of the process has taken longer than people had first anticipated. But I think we're talking about recovery and we haven't quite finished with COVID yet. So we had to take that into consideration too, that we're giving out recovery grants for something that's still sort of, we're still in the midst of.
Yes. And Shona, The aim of the whole program for all four committees is to, as best as we can, aid community groups and local groups to in a small way somehow to recover or to continue the journey, isn't it?
Yeah, our main goal is to support social connection and collective wellbeing. So that's the main purpose of the grants. And lots of ways that different organisations can do that and use their own established networks, but also making sure that we're trying to reach out to people who've become very isolated.
Yes, which has been a hallmark, hasn't it, of these incessant lockdowns and that have gone on for, over 2 years. And we're talking community recovery committees this morning, specifically the Valley Community Recovery Committee that was established in partnership with the Yarrangers Council, the Community Enterprise Foundation of the Bendigo Bank, and your community. And your community is represented by, a number of people who were selected by council as representatives to take the process forward and, if you like, to provide the framework whereby grants and so on are given out. And a big shout out this morning to the other members of the Valley Committee. That's Lee and Fiona and Jill and Marie. And I'm sure I've forgotten someone, but on the line we have Alison and Shona and Kath and Michelle. And I think we need to get to the nitty gritty and give some examples, I think, of the sorts of things that might potentially be funded through the program. We've already said that there's an excellent article in the local paper about it this morning, but, who should we start with? Should we go with you, Shona? Who should apply for these grants? Is anyone included or excluded? And what?
Okay.
And when should they do that?
Grant applications are open now and will close in September. And it's for non-for-profit, non-government organisations or registered charities or incorporated bodies with a valid ABN. And if you aren't one of those, you can be auspiced by such an organisation.
Okay, so even if you were an individual and you had an idea, you could perhaps talk to the committee or talk to a group, an organisation that might shall we say, provide an auspice or an umbrella for your idea.
That's correct. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Terrific. And you've mentioned it closes, I think it's the 1st of September for the Valley Grants. How big are the grants potentially, Shona?
$5,000 each, although I believe there's a little wiggle room depending on the need. And the pool is $50,000.
Right. So that's the initial pool. Round. That's the initial round, isn't it? That's the first round.
Yes, that's right. Round one. Yeah.
So people can put in an application now. Where would they get an application form from?
You can get an application online at the communityenterprisefoundation.com.au. I believe that's correct.
Yes, or even through the Yarra Rangers Council, I think you could find them as well.
Or through Yarra Rangers Council, that's correct, yes.
Terrific. It's not an onerous process, Michelle, is it? It's a fairly straightforward application form where people can... There's nothing on there that's too tricky, is there?
No, absolutely not. It's a very easy form to fill in. The form guides you through just the key questions that you already would have the answers for if you had an idea of a project or an idea of something to do in community. So they're very basic questions around what's your idea, what's your concept, who's going to benefit from what you're doing, what's your budget, what's your timeline.
Terrific. All right. And up to $5,000. Yeah. Kath, you were going to add something?
Well, a few posters, a few little flyers have gone up in the shops around Healesville. I know there's two at the post office on the front window. And you can see there's a little QR code on that. And you can just snap that QR code and go straight through to the application form. And those flyers will be distributed over in Yarra Glen and more around town as the week rolls out. Yeah.
Terrific. So if a potential applicant wanted to know more information or to speak to someone, they could talk to someone on the committee, could they, Kath?
Sure. Yes. When you get to the application form, you'll find all the committee members' contact details. So we're very much open to talking to people and assisting them in filling out the form, helping them clarify their ideas or find partnerships or talk about the logistics or just talk about how they're going, you know, post-COVID, post the storm.
Terrific. You're making it sound very easy. Important, isn't it, that we move forward somehow and a couple of you have said that we are still in COVID and of course the statistics at the moment are all very scary. So we certainly are in the midst of it still. But it's not specifically COVID. It could be any kind of applications that help the community move forward, focusing on things like resilience and mental health. And what am I missing?
Connectedness, being connected to community. And I think it's also important to say that this is round one of our funding round, and we envisage that this would be for more acute things like getting kids back into football games if they can't afford boots and jumpers, and then round two will be more about building resilience. So that will be more about skills, even equipment for some groups, and developing ideas, because disasters and catastrophes aren't going to go away. So what we learn is that we have to prepare and we have to build the skills and build the infrastructure that we need in this community to meet our needs.
Fantastic. And this morning on Community Conversations, we're talking Community Recovery Committee, and on Zoom I have Kath, Shona, and Michelle, and Alison, when she gets back on screen in a moment, I'm sure, talking about the Valley Community Recovery Committee. The grants round the first grants round is now open, closes on the 1st of September. There's an article in the local paper about it. You can scan a barcode at the post office or at the Bendigo Bank in Healesville, to name just two places, to get a grant application. So we need to talk about the fine print. How is this all going to work? And What are the? We've already talked about the size of the grants as being a maximum of $5,000. What about the timelines, Michelle? What we know the closing date's the 1st of September, but when will applicants hear whether they've been successful or not, and when will they have to deliver their grant idea by?
They'll hear back in September. So quite quickly, that was the idea of round one, is that it was a smaller amount and something that we would get out there as quickly as possible, and mainly targeted for what can be called shovel-ready type ideas. So you're raring to go and you just need that extra boost of funding to get going. So we would imagine that most of the projects in round one would start straight away as soon as they get their funding, and would complete within within a year is the idea.
Right.
Then round two, we'll look at more of those bigger projects and that need longer time frames and bigger funding.
Yes, and Kath?
I was just going to add that in the guidelines it does say that the program should be ready to go within 6 months, so that this is a sort of a short, sharp hit. And then longer term planning and building will come in round two.
Okay, so you don't have to have everything sort of in a box and, you know, absolutely ready. When you say shovel ready, Michelle, you know, we can still refine these projects a bit, can't we, afterwards or not?
Yes, the main point, the main criteria for that we'll be looking at for projects is that they help the community. So that is the main point. If there's some things that you haven't quite ironed out, that's okay. We can work with you on those. So still apply and we can look at that.
Terrific. Now, the hard part here, because we have, as everybody on this call right now knows, we have amazing community groups and not-for-profit organisations and sports and culture and arts and service clubs like SES, Michelle, that you're involved with, which is fantastic. I mean, really, really amazing CFAs and all of that across the valley. There are so many groups. So how are these applications, this is the hard question, how are they going to be assessed? You know, that's going to be quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's why with round one, we really are looking at projects or ideas that are going to help community reconnect with community. So it's really is looking at recovery of just the last 2 years, the effect it's had and how it's changed the way that we've lived, and mostly how we've actually disconnected from community and how the community's well-being is being affected by the isolation that we've all gone through. So you're really looking at community priorities around kids at school, even meals for the community, rebuilding skills for connecting with others, and also still helping people be safe during the pandemic.
Mm. I know we don't want to stereotype the sort of application we would get, but Shona or Kath, might be helpful just for people to have sort of one or two examples of what it might, you know, what it could be, or what does connecting or reconnecting or overcoming isolation, you know, just to whet our appetite with a couple of thoughts that you might have just off the cuff, or Shona.
Supporting kids at school or providing meals for community, those sorts of things, developing new skills that create connection. Yeah, I'm not sure if Kath's got anything more.
I was chatting to the people at the op shop the other day, and they hadn't put on their big dog's day out for a couple of years.
Yes.
and that was a fantastic way to get the community together and have fun and just enjoy themselves. So anything from dog walking to a community lunch to getting some kids' footy boots to get back into the game, you know. Mm.
Would the key word that Michelle's already shared here, would it be about that connecting or reconnecting? Is that the key part of an application?
Yes, it is about overcoming the isolation and dealing with people's mental health by bringing them out of that isolation and making them feel a part of their community again, because that's links been not severed, but it's certainly been stretched.
Yes.
And some people have dropped off that link. So it's really important that older people who are even more isolated get an opportunity to get out of their homes again or have visitors come into them or...
I think the other thing that I've noticed is that volunteering is really under pressure, and so whether we're part of a service club, as you are, Michelle, or whatever it is, that volunteering has taken a huge hit. Well, partly because we haven't been able to volunteer, we haven't been able to do things that we previously did, but also because of the impact on social, you know, on constraints and you know, mental health and so on. An application that would help people feel like they can volunteer or they can reconnect with organisations would also be favourably received, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Terrific.
I mean, we're really hoping people will be creative and come up with their own ideas because every group's different. You know, I was talking to someone from the horse riding the other day and they haven't had a gymkhana now for 2.5 years. They'd love to, you know, put on an event and get people back together. There's all sorts of things.
Fantastic. We'll come back and talk a little more about the community, the amazing work of the Community Recovery Committee. But let's have a... And we've been talking Community Recovery Committee this morning and the grants round that is now open to help recover from, well, COVID pandemic and the June 2021 storm. The focus areas for the Valley Community Recovery Committee are Badger Creek, Chum Creek, Dixon's Creek, Gruyere, Healesville, Steeles Creek, Yarra Glen and Yearing. And if you've got a group, an organisation that wants to apply for a grant, they are open now until the 1st of September. And we've just given a few examples. If you've missed the earlier part of this program, it will be podcast. Thanks very much, Greg, and available next week. So you can check it out then. But let's go back. Kath, you were saying off air that one of the key things for people on the committee is to listen to the community and what they want going forward. Do you want to just elaborate a little bit on that?
That's certainly why I joined the committee, because this is a consultative process. We don't want to feel like we're some kind of expert panel, you know, with all the answers. It's the opposite. We really want to engage with people and listen to them and find out what's happening with them. And I just thought we should also mention that this is happening over in Yarra Glen as well, and there's a couple of ladies who are very active at the moment over there talking to people like the Men's Shed and other groups over there, trying to find out from them what their needs are, what they want to do. So, yeah, I want people to be reassured that, you know, it's going to be a ground up.
Terrific. And a shout out to Jill and Marie, who are... the Yarra Glen reps on the committee, which is fantastic. Michelle, you were saying that we're also here to learn from each other, you know, that this is also an iterative kind of process going forward. So your thoughts about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Round one is as much about us learning what community needs are as it is for community to ask for funding. And we'll take the learnings from round one and use that for round two. So to refine what are the criteria there and to change whatever needs to be changed to better support community for round two.
Fantastic. And we're going to give you the final word, Shona, this morning. What else haven't we said that people need to know? Where can they go and get the information to apply? Where can they get an application form?
From the Shire of Yarra Rangers or on the flyers that are distributed around the valley. I think you said at the Bendigo Bank there's some. I know we've got some at the Healesville Living and Learning Centre also, and they've got all the committee's details on there to ring and have a chat to them.
Yes, so don't be... I think I heard at the last meeting, Shona, that all of the committee reps are very happy to have a conversation one-on-one with a potential applicant. I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, that's right.
Terrific. So we are out of time, listeners. Thank you for your company this morning. Shona, Kath, Michelle, thank you so much for enlightening us on the RCRC, the Valley Community Recovery Committee this morning.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks.